有冇Jen 啊？
你啱將抽嘢嘅聲
音。Jen 係咪表表律師啊？
Oh,
OK. In the book of Numbers, it says that to be a righteous man, you have to follow the covenant, the book of the law. And in the book of Galatians, it says that
the book of what?
Galatians. Galatians says that following this is nothing. You have to have faith.
Okay.
So what's the difference?
I'm trying not to get off track, but ask questions related to the seminar. Okay. I'll briefly answer your question, though. It's a good question.
So, I will call you PP, me. I will call you, 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 me.
Okay, so when we look at the Old Testament with the book of Numbers, we're looking at an old covenant, the way God worked with the people of Israel.
So, the Lord is the Israel.
But Paul's comment in Galatians was simply that the law would not make a person righteous. It's just like if you were doing something wrong, maybe stealing. Now if I tell you, you shouldn't steal, does that make you righteous?
No.
You know the rule, but you still steal. But even if you were stealing and you stopped, you still did steal. The point is that the law never can make you righteous because you already are sinful. But that's where Jesus, who lived perfectly the law of the Old Covenant, could fulfill the Old Covenant and live a righteous life for us.
And
so I'm not talking a lot what happens when a person becomes a Christian, or even the process so much, the outward process. I'm looking more behind the scenes here. But the important part is when I become a Christian, Christ's righteous, what happens is God accepts Christ's righteousness and gives it to me.
So, we're
justified by faith, as Romans 3 to chapter 4 talk about.
So,
we're made righteous by faith, not because we perfectly kept God's rules, because we haven't.
And
because of Jesus, all our sins forgiven. Number two, he gives us his righteousness so we can pray in God's presence.
This
is again proof of God's goodness that He really wants every one of us to be with Him and close with Him.
And